Palatine Parkcast is bringing you a special episode, a peek behind the curtain of what it's like to work here at the district. We were able to sit down and talk with Rich Silver and Andrew Wirtz about the role of a facility attendant at Palatine Park District. So if you or someone you know may be interested in working at Palatine Park District, give this episode a listen and see if this might be the right fit for you. There are a lot of part-time jobs available in the community right now. What makes Palatine Park District different? Let's hear it directly from the people working the job. We will get both a supervisor and employee perspective of what it looks like to work here at Palatine Park District. We hope you listen and are excited to join our team. I'm here with Rich Silver, custodial manager here at Palatine Park District. Rich, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, JP.
Of course, man. What are some of the responsibilities of the job that you are looking for?
Sure. So I am currently looking for facility attendants. That role is mainly a custodial role at several facilities. We have facility attendant positions at Cutting Hall, at Community Center, at Birchwood, at Falcon Park. That main responsibility for the position is maintaining the bathrooms, setting up, breaking down classrooms, you know, cleaning the hallways, cleaning the locker rooms, that sort of thing. Kind of another addition to that position is you're forward-facing, so you do a lot of customer service, answer questions, do your best to direct people to the right places, and then we also kind of act as a security guard for the facility, for open gyms and that sort of thing.
Very neat. So I show up to work for the day. What does my typical day look like at the Park District?
Sure. So unlike a job in retail or food service, with the monotony that comes with those jobs, when you work at a position such as this or for a Park District job, basically anywhere in the Park District, each day is going to look a little different. So you will be doing the same things most days, such as your bathroom rounds and you're cleaning floors and you're cleaning windows and you're still enforcing facility rules. But there's always a little something different. You're always there's always a little bit of a change for each of your shifts. You're working with different people. There's different people in the building. There's different activities going on in the facility.
And it's my understanding that you're not just working by yourself, you're working with a team of people as well, right?
Yeah, correct. So a lot of the staff that I currently have are between the ages of 17 to about 23. They all go to Palatine, Framed, or Harper. So a lot of friends working together. I tend to give people preference on the shifts that they want. So people tend to work with their buddies.
What are you specifically looking for in an FA, and what would you say were some of the qualities of a good facility attendant?
The benefit of an entry-level position such as this is you don't need any previous work experience. I'm looking for someone with basic flexibility, with general flexibility, someone that can work nights, someone that can work weekends, or someone that can work several mornings during the week. I'm looking for someone that can be a self-motivated, hard worker, and someone that has a little bit of a customer service experience, or someone that can talk to people.
Very neat. Have you seen any success or growth stories of anyone that you've hired previously that have gone on to bigger and better things?
Sure. So I have a lot of staff that have come from different backgrounds. I've had staff that have gotten full-time careers in marketing, in management, in criminal justice as a police officer. I've had staff that have gone into political science and are looking into politics. Kind of any sort of background, and then I kind of look at it as a success story for myself because I started as a part-time facility attendant for a different park district, worked my way up. I used my park district money that I got for paying for school, so I was able to graduate from Northeastern with no loans, kind of a benefit of these people going to Harper and working as a facility attendant at the same time. I was able to further my career and get a full-time position in Parks and Rec. I know people that I worked with when I was a part-timer that were able to pay off their loans as well, or not even take out loans, and use their work experience to get other jobs in other management-related fields as well.
What would you say is your elevator pitch to family, friends on why they should apply for the job?
This is also something that I tend to bring up in interviews a lot. Is there are a lot of jobs out there right now, a lot of minimum wage level jobs, but I make up for the rate by the flexibility that I have with staff, by the other benefits that we have, whether that's discounted classes or a discounted fitness center membership or an open gym pass. And then I do whatever I can to work with my staff to get them the hours that they want, to get them off of shifts they can't work, and to try to make sure that they're as happy as they can be in their position.
So they're not just treated as a cog in the machine here. They're treated as a normal human being, and you take their opinions into account.
Yeah, so kind of different from the big corporate business model is with park districts. I feel like a lot of management here is extremely grounded, and we've all kind of worked these part-time jobs. We all know what goes into it. We all know, we've all had experience with bad managers before, so we've learned how we want to be treated. We know how we want to be treated, and I feel like we kind of put that onto our staff as well. So we treat them the way that we wish we were treated when we were part-timers. Another thing about a job like this is we kind of have people from all sorts of backgrounds. So not only am I looking for people at that 19 to 23-year-old range, but I've had retired police officers work for me, retired mailmen work for me. I've had stay-at-home parents that want to work that 8 a.m. to 12 o'clock shift so they can drop their kids off at school or drop them off at before-school programming, pick them up when school's over. The position like this provides the flexibility to have a second job or to have a life or to have something going on in the background as well.
Rich, thank you for coming on today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, JP.
We are now going to look at the same position from the perspective of a facility attendant, Andrew Wirtz. I'm here with Andrew Wirtz, a facility assistant here at Palatine Park District. Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Andrew, when did you start here at the Palatine Park District?
I started as a part-time employee back in 2018.
And what's your experience been like since 2018? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been great. I love the facilities. I live in the neighborhood, so it's an easy commute. I love the people here. It's a very family-friendly place.
So you've met some pretty cool people here at work?
Yeah, I'd say. Made some long-lasting friends.
What roles have you had here while at the Park District?
I've actually only had the current role that I have, but I have helped out in different departments. On Sunday nights, I work over at Celtic Soccer.
And so what does your typical day look like when you come into work?
Come into work, check the building, schedule for the day, see what we have going on. Just check the building for safety, cleanliness, meet all the people who are going to be in for the day and do all the room setups and kind of just take a tour of the building.
Have you learned anything while working here?
Definitely. I would say that learning how to prioritize tasks, follow a schedule, making sure to check details. There's a lot of little things that, are required for, whether it be any of the chemicals or stuff that we use for cleanliness or for safety precautions.
Very neat. And have you had any specific positive experiences here? Any specific stories?
My roommate actually helped me get this job. He worked here for a couple years prior to me starting. I started here. He was a painter. He worked in a couple different departments, and now he's the best man in my wedding. So we became closer through work, had a good experience with him, and, he taught me a lot with this position. And he was able to move on and, get a full-time job doing facility stuff too. So it's been pretty cool.
That's awesome. And if you were to encourage your friends or your family that you thought might be good for this position, what would you say and why would you encourage them to have a part-time job here at Palatine Park District?
I would say that I've had a really positive experience. I work a full-time job, and my manager here has been super flexible, allowing me to come in on nights, weekends, mornings, mid-shifts, anything to really work my schedule. They're super flexible. I know that there's a lot of different type of people that work here, whether it be younger high school kids or, you know, older established people who are just looking to get out of the house, but also, you know, make a little bit of extra income. So I would say if anybody is looking for something family-oriented, positive work environment with the flexibility, that this is the place for you.
Awesome. Andrew, thank you so much for doing this today.
Yeah, no problem.
A special thanks to all our interviews, Rich and Andrew. If you or someone you know may be interested in working at Palatine Park District, head over to jobs.palatineparks.org and start your application process today. We would love to hear from you. If you have any specific questions about Palatine Park District, please reach out to us at ppd@palatineparks.org or give us a call at 847-496-6246 and leave a voicemail. We will try to answer all questions we receive on our next episode. Please subscribe to Palatine Parkcast for the latest information on Palatine Park District. Like and rate us on Apple Podcasts and share with others in the community that would like to stay connected. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.